Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. Talking to a guy earlier this week, and what came up in our conversations was, you know, difficulties in understanding why somebody has a particular perspective, or the statements they make seem to be critical, seem to be, coming from a certain negative viewpoint of him, right, and what he'd been doing, and how things have been shaping up in their relationship and various different things that they were going through. And so what we were talking about was the thing that's missing there is that we don't know what the intention is behind what the other person is saying. Where are they coming from? You know, why is their tone, why is their body language, why is their question, line of questioning seem to be taking an assumptive pose, a negative assumptive pose? Right? Why is that? Where's that come from? Because in our heads, everything that we're doing is from the right intention. Everything that we're doing is coming from the right place. And so it's surprising, right, when somebody else has a different assumption coming from a different place. But if you think about the intention, if you can dig down into what is somebody's intention, that gives you so much more information about what's really going on. So in this kind of situation, when somebody says something to you and you feel triggered, you can feel yourself getting upset, you can feel yourself feeling criticized, like, that's not fair, or, you know, somehow somebody's got this wrong. It's not at all how it was from my perspective. If you can stay first in your own good intention, right, however I've done, whatever it is that I've done, wherever I was coming from, that was a good intention. My intention was this: to support, to lead, to be there, to do something positive. So stay in that good intention. Don't let anybody else's opinions, perspective, you know, grumpy mood, whatever it is, don't let anybody else's position change your good intention. Stay in that good intention. Stay solid in that. And if you can do that, that enables you to then be curious. Be curious about what their intention is. Their tone may be upset, their tone may be pissed off, their tone may be critical, but what's the intention? Do they have an intention of improving things? Do they have an intention of making sure that we don't make mistakes in the future? Do they have an intention of understanding better? If you can just stay curious, stay grounded in your own good intention, and stay curious about what the other person has as their intention, then it means that you can get to the bottom of what their intention is. You can find it out, and that can change everything. Changes the whole meaning of everything, the whole conversation, and it also enables you to work through stuff much easier. So, being able to see what somebody's intention is so important. It's really, really powerful. The other aspect is, most people are always coming from a place of good intention. They're always wanting things to be better. They're always wanting to feel good themselves. So what if you just changed any slight negative reaction that you have and looked at it from that perspective and said, what if they're always looking to feel good? What if they're always looking to create a better experience between the both of us? What if that's their intention? Now it makes it really interesting as to why they have a particular tone or why they're using particular phrasing and words and all that sort of stuff. So then you can start using that curiosity and digging into that and getting to the bottom of what's really going on. That's all I got for you today, guys. Take it easy. See ya. Bye.